y'all. Welcome back to another episode. You're with Jen and Kay.
Hey.
And we are on episode 5. Episode 5 is going to be on all of our crazy stories or our crazier stories in regards to relationships, whether things we've done or that I guess guys have done for us. So we just wanted to elaborate on that and share some of our experiences. Hopefully it could be something you guys can learn from, so that y'all don't have to run into the same issues.
So we're titling it Crazy in Love or Just Plain Crazy. So we're going to get into it. And we have a few questions. And just like Jen said, like, we're just going to be piggybacking. Hopefully you guys can find it entertaining or just, you know, just to hear our crazy experiences or just to learn from what we've gone through.
Zero judgment and only like being honest about, you know, you only learn from your experiences, whether they're good or bad. So yeah. So Kayla, I guess my first question would be, have you ever done anything and asked yourself, why did I do that? Like anything for a dude. And you're like, why the heck? That you look back and you're like, why the heck did I do that?
Yeah. So excuse me. I would say like sophomore year in college, definitely I was talking to this one guy. And excuse me, we were dating. So we weren't just talking, but still, like, in a relationship does not call for crazy, you know, like just to lose your wits and lose your common sense. So yeah. This guy didn't have a car. And that's rule number one. Oh, like, God, now, 6 years later, you know, since being out of college, well, since sophomore year, it'll be 4 years this May. But like years and years later, looking back, I'm just like, why did I? First of all, why did I even talk to a guy without a car? And second of all, I let him drive my car. So we had, me and Jen volunteered. We were in, you know, your little social clubs, school clubs, volunteering. We were like well-rounded in college, yeah, I felt like. We got good grades. So again, ladies, like, hello. It's like, I got all this and messing with this bum. Like, yeah. I mean, hopefully he's doing well now, but I mean, but then I just didn't have any common sense that I did, but I didn't use it. So we were volunteering. We had to go to this volunteer event, and not to put his business out there, but I mean, like I said, he didn't have a car. So me being me, I'm like, oh, just take my car, drop us off at our event, pick us back up. Well, he was on a little bit on the rough side. So like, I didn't know this guy was going to pull a Grand Theft Auto, leave with the car, never come back, never see him again. I don't think, you know, I feel like my judgment of character was, you know, a little good, where I can at least know down in my heart that he wouldn't do that. But there was that slight chance that he might would have ran off with the car.
Yeah, because he was going to like pick us up and he was taking a while or something.
Yeah, and he was like the grand top person of like, not picking up the phone or like not answering a text and then reply back hours later, like, oh, something came up or I got into an accident, like some BS story he would always say. And like, definitely not knocking that, but it was always like a lie. Like, and I can tell when people are lying. So it's always like some BS excuse, like of why he couldn't pick up the phone or some lame excuse of what happened. So yeah. I would say like being in a relationship, like just letting someone like live off of you or like use your car or like, you know, I don't mind if you're going through like a tough situation and we're in a relationship and your car is in the shop and we have to share one car for a little bit, that's totally fine. Like, I'm not knocking, you know, helping out my partner. But in this case, he didn't even have a car. So
did he have a license?
Yeah, I think he did at least have a license. But that was like, I'm looking back now like, why did I even put myself in that situation? And y'all, Jenna's a real one, because she was just riding, you know, in the backseat, like, okay, you know, like, all innocent, and, you know, so,
yeah, I definitely, a stranger to me, and I always kind of got, like, I never really approved of any of the dudes you talked to. Remember that guy that would wear your Uggs?
Oh, my gosh, oh, yeah, I've been delivered since then. Like, I used to talk to some crazy guys, like, but you know, you live and you learn in college, you do some wild things.
He posted on Instagram.
I know, like, check out my new Uggs. I'm just like, dude, take my shoes off and delete that picture. But yeah, so that's definitely like a thing I will look back on and ask myself, like, why did I do that? Like, what was I thinking? But it's okay. I've talked to a very select type of guy now, very, you know, sophisticated and or like a cool guy, but definitely a guy that has like their stuff together, like basics, car, job, can provide, knows what they're looking for. Yeah. Like,
and some goals.
Goals for sure. Those are definitely the just the basics. So, okay. Yeah. So have you ever done anything to get an ex back?
An ex? Well, I think one of my first relationships that I dated 5 years with, he I think has been the only one that's broken up with me. I was like a high school sweetheart.
Okay, yeah. So she got him like that, y'all.
No, I'm just saying, like, my first year's relationship was quote-unquote serious because we were so immature, but, like, he wasn't okay with me going away to college, and I was still trying to make it work my whole freshman year, and it made, like, college a little whack for me the first year because I wasn't going out or anything like that, or if I did, I feel paranoid about it, but I remember one time he broke up with me, and I was in college, and I didn't have my car in school because, like, the first year you're not allowed or something. I can't remember.
It's so lame.
I know, some weird policy, unless you had like some exception. I forget, but I wasn't able to get a car at school, so it's not like, oh, well, let me just show up at his house and see him. Well, he blocked me from all his social media, he blocked me from his text messages, and I was over there going crazy my first year in college when I should have been like, F it and just
partying.
Yeah. Or had fun with my friends and do things to distract me because there were definitely things to do and I was just so wrapped up on him. And I decided to make him a freaking box and it had like a love letter.
I thought you sent it to his house. Or you did send it.
I made it.
Would you personally like handmade it?
I handmade the box and I wrote a letter and I put like some of his favorite gummies and I tried to like put a bunch of random things because you would have to pay for how heavy the envelope was or the box was. And at the time I could barely get like $20 every 2 weeks. Like it was that bad. So I had to really count my cents then. And back then, like I was a huge sacrifice, but I made this guy, it took like a day to create the box and like write everything up and then forwarded to the school post office because I didn't have nowhere to get to, but he ended up like unblocking me and like somehow he picked me up, I think, on a weekend when I was in college instead of me turning up there. It was ridiculous. But
did he even say thank you for the box?
I don't
know. Did he get it?
I think he got it because that's the reason why he reached back out to me.
Oh.
Yeah, but I honestly don't remember. I'm kind of like mad that I invested so much time.
Yeah. Definitely, y'all, we can do some crazy things or just, you know, like things that we think is love and, you know, just plain crazy. So maybe like for my example, that was just crazy. Like, and I guess I feel like, do you feel like your example? I mean,
it's not crazy, crazy, but like a time is a lot back then when you were in college mm-hmm. and taking a whole day, like, that sounds a little ridiculous, not crazy. So, I mean, I've had.
But were you in love or like deeply cared?
I don't know if I don't know. I think I was because he was like my first love or whatever. So, yeah, I think it was pretty. We dated for 5 years and I was trying so hard to make a relationship work. Him being in a different city and me in college, like with a bunch of temptations going around.
Yeah.
My number one factor, just you put me out on the spot and it just kind of like make me see that it's more to it than just going back to my hometown and seeing him.
Yeah, definitely we got options. Do you have any stories where like you were talking to a guy or a guy was like, so not necessarily like something that you did, but like has a guy ever that you've been talking to or dealing with, getting to know, whatever, done anything that was like crazy or absurd?
I can think of one right off the bat, and I don't know if it's crazy, not trying to be like, I'm not trying to be I don't know. I just personally, I don't think I would anymore just because of all the differences. But I was talking to this white dude. It was just before I even went to college. I was probably like 19 and he was like 28 and he was like everybody's like crush at work. And I mean, I would look at him and stuff, but he ended up, you know, approaching me about it and he asked me like, oh, let's go on a date and stuff. And like, I was getting like some red flags because he would like randomly message and he wasn't consistent at all.
Yeah, that's definitely number one.
Yeah, I was like, it almost feels like he has, I don't know.
Hiding something?
Yeah, so a random day I was eating at a Mexican restaurant with my sister, I remember really clear, and I got this random call, like a 704 number, and I answered, and it was this female, and she's like, do you know who X person is? And I'm like, yes. And then she's like, well, I just want you to know that he's my husband.
Oh my gosh.
Yes. And she was like, and we have a whole daughter. And I remember being quiet because I didn't know how to react. Like, do I hang up? Like, honestly, I did not like him enough to be a homewrecker, number one. And I mean, I didn't even know about it, you know?
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't know how to react. I was young and dumb. So I just kind of just stay quiet to see if she'd answer, like keep talking. And she's like, I just want you to know that I read y'all's messages, and I want you to know that every time he replied to you, he was in the bathroom, like he tried to go somewhere away from me. And she's like, he has a whole wife and a daughter, we have a house, he's established with us. So she was like, don't waste your time. He's like, don't waste your time, but we can get him back. She's like, we can set him up. We can like meet together. And
oh my gosh. So she was on some like cheaters, like you heard of the show Cheaters? No. Like where they set the guy up and they bring cameras and they bust him.
Oh, I feel like I've seen that. Yeah. I think I've seen the show.
And it sounds like she's done this before.
Well, yeah. And I was like, honestly, I mean, I'm kind of glad like I was young, but smart enough to be like, no, like I don't care enough to try to prove this guy wrong. Like he was pretty relevant to me. I was going to college 3-4 months from then, so I was like, no. So I didn't entertain that. But the crazy part is that he knew I knew, and he was still like blowing up my phone, and he was asking me not to go to college, just that I could move in with him. And like,
okay, him and his wife.
He said they had like split up, and I was like, look, if they're having problems because of me, like it's not. I felt bad, number one, like there was like a 3-year-old in the way, and I was like, I didn't know, and it didn't feel right. And he's like almost 30, and I'm barely, not even 20. Like,
I know, like this would, yeah.
Yeah, like I'm not saying like age difference shouldn't matter, but there's definitely like different. At 18, 19, you're thinking about maybe school or going partying, drinking and stuff. That's where I was at. And he was more of like, I'm trying to have a wifey to cook for me and stuff.
And meanwhile, he already got one.
And he already had one, yeah. So I was like, I'm not that girl. So I told him, I just blocked him because he was trying to, I remember when I went to school, he was still trying to text me and stuff. And I was
oh
like,
oh my God, yeah, block.
Yeah,
you're crazy.
I blocked him and he knew what school I was at. And he's like, oh, like I can go see you. I'm like, I'm at an HBCU. Like,
you won't roll up in here on campus.
You won't roll up in here with your 98 Ford truck with a camo jacket. Like, that's not going to work.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, I definitely have had some like crazy, I guess, like experiences or like answers. So that's like now my number one question, like, are you single? And then the guy replies like, yes. I'm like, are you single? Like actually single, don't have anybody on the side, not in a situationship, are you married? Cause it's crazy. Like now in our generation, you have to ask like when you're dating or like going on a date to get to know someone, you have to ask like, are you married? Because people will be out here with a whole wife and not wearing the ring and then just, you know, portray that, you know, that they're single. So that's like my number one question now.
Yeah, I guess. And honestly, like, even like if you have them on social media and stuff, it's so easy to hide your whole life.
Yes.
Like, I'm not very public about me and Angel, but I don't put him on my Instagram like that. So it's easy for a guy to like reach out because it looks like it can portray as me being single on Instagram, but
yeah,
definitely have to make sure that you know who you're talking to, what you're getting yourself into. I don't think I ever asked, are you married? Like that didn't even cross
my mind. I know, and it's crazy like that, but now you have to. Because people will, like you said, have a whole wife, be in a whole relationship. I remember this one guy, and this was a recent story. He was trying to talk to me. Like, he was trying to holler at me while I was walking my dog. I'm over here minding my business, tired after work. And he's over here, being weird. And it's like, he wasn't even trying to holler all cute. He was just like, he started walking, my way. And I'm like, is he following me? It started getting weird. So, he was following me, but he wouldn't, he never said, hey, how you doing? He just was, walking behind me. So I kept turning around, me being me. And so then he went, he walked towards, the apartment. So I'm like, okay, maybe he's lost or he's going in the apartment. So finally, I was like, me being me, I'm like, hey, you lost? Are you trying to, hey, how you doing? Yeah. You know, what's up? You following me? I didn't say that, but I was just like, hey, how you doing? And so he's like, hey, what's up? He's like, you stay here? I'm like, yeah. And I didn't tell him my building. I was just like, yeah, I stay, up there. And we were, just talking. I'm just like, okay, you stay here, whatever. He's like, yeah, this is my car right here. Showing off his red Camaro. Oh my God. And his baby mama opens the window from the third floor talking about, and yeah, this is his newborn baby right here. And I was like, look, I said, I don't want no problems. I said, he was over here being weird, trying to holler at me. He was like, walking behind me. I said, you girl, sis, you got it. And she was like, mm-hmm. And he about to get kicked out. Because I guess apparently he was living with her, but she was all in the window, holding the newborn baby up to the window. And I'm just like, yeah. And I said, yeah, you have a good one. I said, you need to handle that. Need to, worry about your situation right there. But we're here trying to holler at me. Oh, but that's the point. Guys will try to holler at you and then their girl is right upstairs. And I just walked off and I was just like, what is this day to day coming to?
I know, they just don't care.
I know. Disrespectful. That's very disrespectful. She was upstairs, yeah, to me and to her. But I'm just like, I guess she knows what she's dealing with. But I'm just like, the audacity.
Have you ever spent a lot of money on somebody?
So actually the guy that I with the car guy, I bought him a outfit, but it was Nike.
When you're in college and you're providing that much amount,
that's a lot.
That is a lot.
And so it was his birthday and I was like, I'm gonna get him something nice. I was like, I know he likes Nike, so I got him a jumpsuit. I remember it was a gray jumpsuit. And it was a little over $50. And that's, to me, that's a lot. And I think that's the most I've spent.
You think so?
Oh, actually, I think
that's not that bad.
That's not that bad. But I think I've spent a little over $100. And to me, I gotta like you to spend over $100. But I really cared about this person, or I care about this person. So it was nothing to me. I was adding stuff to the cart and I remember sending it to you. You were like, oh my gosh, that's so nice. That's thoughtful. Mm-hmm. I can send thoughtful gifts if I really care about you. So to me, that it was nothing. I was over here adding stuff to the cart. But the other guy, I want my $50 back. No, what about
right.
you?
You're right about you sent thoughtful gifts. For Emma's birthday, you had sent that little book with pictures and stuff. And
yeah. I'm glad you liked it.
But me, so I have the same situation now. It might not be worth as much now, or what I spent then is not as significant as it is now. But I think it was in 2016, I was going to graduate in 17, but so I was a junior in college and it was winter break and I went with my ex to his house. So I was going to visit him and I wanted to get him something nice for Christmas because he always outdid his gifts and I did not have the means at all, but I ended up buying a pair of off-white Jordans from the GOAT app and I spent $550.
Oh, yeah, that's too much.
Yeah, and honestly, now, if I were to give, my current boyfriend that, I mean, that's fine, but can you imagine, $550
while that's you're in college? That's half our
rent. Yeah, I mean, I don't even know if I had, a big deal then. I don't think I had a car payment or a student payment or anything like that, but I was my check every 2 weeks was, $300 top, so I saved, I worked over a month's worth to get him that gift. And I'm now that I look back, I'm like, why did I do that? Like, even if at the time, like, it, she was worth it, and you know, like, I thought the love was like super strong, like, I should have, something in me should have told myself, like, you don't have the means for it. Like, you don't have to give this guy $500 worth of shoes to prove to him that I loved him.
Yeah. And nowadays, like, it is simple. Like, guys, I'm realizing, like, guys and men don't, like, they don't require much. Well, most of the time. Oh, did he?
Well, he was a little material. He wouldn't wear bling bling stuff, but he definitely liked nice expensive stuff on the low. So, and it wasn't something I did all the time. So I was just trying to, you know, like, show appreciation, or, you know, like, I mean, to him, $550 might not be a lot, but to me, you know, it was everything at the time. So I remember when he was opening it up, I was just, like, so proud of the moment that, like, I was able to do that. Not because I was so proud to make him happy. Honestly, probably, I don't know if it even meant anything to him, but.
Yeah, you know, the things you do for love.
I know. I'm just sitting here shaking my head because I definitely want those shoes back.
But I would say, like, just nowadays, I realize that most men, they just want to be heard and listened to and for you to cook for them, which, yeah. But I mean, that's wifey status. So these guys ain't getting all that from me. Maybe sometimes, like, if I'm, you know, getting to know you, or if I really care about you and I want to show my appreciation, you know, I might cook you a little, you know,
some eggs.
Yeah. You might get a toast on the side. Now that's a real thing. Like, if I made you some shrimp and grits, like, you up there on my list of of, you know,
potential,
because I don't be like, I love to, like, give, like, don't get me wrong, but nowadays I have to be more cautious, because I've dated guys that will just take advantage of it, and what was I gonna say?
That will just take from you and not get.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah, they'll just take, and there's no reciprocity, which I feel like a relationship should be balanced, but okay, so I guess with that being said, what would you advise for, like, young girls or just dating now?
Well, I guess it's social media and everything. Like, a lot of times you meet someone online before you do in person. With COVID and everything that happened, like, I think that's just the new, or like dating apps, like, just make sure that
FaceTime first.
Yeah. Well, yeah. FaceTime first. Yeah. Make sure that they're not texting you in their bathroom, or like, they're being consistent. Like, you'll catch on really quick. Like, maybe you want to ignore the signs, but they're definitely there. If someone's not consistent texting you, or like, oh, I'm just not a good texter or something, like, at least they'll, like, FaceTime you, or like, they'll pick up when you call, not pick up like 2 hours later, or like, oh, my bad, I was asleep, my bad, I didn't have my phone on me, you know, those kinds, like, always excuses back to back, like, those are definitely red flags. And like you said, Kayla, earlier, like, you don't have to be as blunt, be like, are you single from the bat, but definitely make sure that who you're gonna, like, start texting and getting involved with doesn't have a whole life, like, a whole, like, family, and you don't know about it. Like,
yeah. Definitely with the online dating, FaceTime first, because I'm trying to think if I've ever been catfished. Like, I don't think I have, but maybe with height, like, the guy looked a lot taller on his pictures, or like on video, and then I was, you know, like, way taller. But definitely FaceTime first. And
I would also say, like, if you don't have the means to buy expensive gifts, don't do it. Don't do what I did. And that's like a genuine, like, message to anyone out there trying to, you know, meet certain standards. Like, if you don't have the means to it, he's gonna love you regardless if you get him $500+ shoes, if you just get him something sentimental that came from your heart. So.
Some Reeboks or something.
I probably
but,
not even bother with that.
Like, go to Ross and get, like, some Nike New Balances for $20. It's the heart that matters.
Yeah, I guess.
But no, that's what I was gonna say. How you said, like, the red flags, like, it only takes one red flag. Like, how many signs do you need? If they show you up front who they are, you know, believe them, because that's not going to change. Like, a person can camouflage and hide who they are, or try to, you know, be this person on the first date or second date, and it's not authentic. But that once they show you that authenticity, I don't know if that's a word, authentic vibe. And right now, I know everybody goes off of vibes, but that's a real thing. Like, I've, you know, like, hung out with a guy, I'm not even gonna say talk to, because I wasn't talking to him like that. He thought, because he worked with me, and, you know, he would text me every now and then, but I hung out with this guy one time, and the vibe was just off. Like, I don't know what it was, but I went with that gut feeling of that, like, he was just, I don't know whether he, like, really had a girlfriend low-key or something. So I just was like, that's my last time hanging out with him. And I'm a very spontaneous person, an active person. So, you know, if our first time meeting up or hanging out, you're over here like, let's just sit here and chill, let's Netflix and chill, you know, that's already sign number one. Like, that you're just trying to hit, or you're trying to, you know, not take it serious.
Or not be out in public. You have a whole
nother. Yes. Yeah. So I would just definitely advise, ask those upfront questions. Everybody should have, you know, like, their basic questions. Like, I try to stay away from a list, because you can meet a great guy and they don't check off one thing. And we're, you know, our generation of women are like sticklers for lists. So yeah. I wouldn't say, you know, if they don't check one thing off the list, you know, dump them. But I definitely would say have your top, you know, three things of non-negotiables. And we talked about that a little bit with the deal breakers. So check out our last few episodes on deal breakers, because we definitely gave some good points there.
Yeah.
So dating's hard out here. Like, hard. I thought about going on some speed dates, but I'm just like, I don't know. I definitely, like, the dating apps are not for me. I definitely would rather meet someone in person, whether it's at church or or, like, you know, like, I don't know where you meet people, in the grocery store. Or do you have any single friends?
No.
No, I'm just kidding. Oh. My God, friends. No, but, like, no. That's how my parents met, actually, was with, you know, like, a mutual friend. But that, I mean, my parents are older. Not to say that that's, you know, it's just, it's rare that that happens nowadays, yeah. By meeting through, like, a friend. But it's definitely possible. But I would say dating apps are not for me. People can be a little sketch.
Yeah, I put $100 now on the table that you won't find wifey or hubby. I mean, unless somebody can tell me wrong or has had an experience where, like, I have a ring. But, like, I've never, ever heard of anyone saying, oh, I met the love of my life through a dating app. Like, it just feels like every time I hear someone talking to someone through a dating app, something is just, like, way off, or it's, like, super fast, and it's, like, oh, it's romantic the first time. Something happens and y'all, or they fall off. So I definitely would not. Do you want to? I just don't even know.
I mean, yeah, I don't know. It can happen, but it's very rare. Like, I met someone off a dating app. And I mean, you know, they're cool. We're doing our own thing, but it's very rare.
It didn't work out.
No, that has happened before where it hasn't worked out. But this guy, it's going.
Yeah.
It's when you made eggs and grits. Oh my God. He's probably gonna listen to this, like, you talking about me? Yeah, I'm talking about
you.
No, he's kidding.
Yeah,
yeah. So, I mean, I'm not going to totally knock it, but it's very rare. It's very rare.
That?
It was Hinge. So the thing, like, if you are going to get on I can advocate for Hinge, because they give you, like, a whole bio, and they actually make you answer questions like,
okay,
what's your idea of a typical day, or, like, name three things that something, like, it's detailed questions to actually kind of get to know a person more.
Oh, okay.
And so
it's not like you're, oh, he was cute, let me click, yeah, right,
yeah, like, I would not recommend, what's it, Tinder?
Oh,
y'all, Tinder Swindler is on Netflix. I couldn't watch it, but I would never, like, that is not crazy in love, that's just plain crazy. Those women that spent over, like, $10,000 on a guy.
Honestly,
like,
when I was watching, I was like, that's not real.
And it was real.
Do they not have any friends to tell them don't do that?
They must have no good friends. Yeah, that's right. I wish, like, I would never, but if so, if I, you know, kind of lost my marbles, you better, like, smack me virtually.
Oh my God, yeah.
Or drive to North Carolina and smack me. Because we don't have money to waste like that. We can be investing in our, like, side businesses and other, like, better things. Like, that's a lot of money.
Yeah, so basically, in a nutshell, don't be putting your money out there for no dude. Unless, I honestly, like, I don't even know when it'd be, like, a good time. Maybe when you're at least engaged or something, or you're, like, been dating for a long time.
Yeah.
You might lose all of that money. You might turn around and be like, this isn't working out, and then you just spent $1,000.
I know, and then you, like, you feel like there's a loss, for yeah. sure.
No, that was definitely a lesson learned. Like, yeah. Nowadays, like, I would spoil Angel. Like, I wouldn't buy him $500 shoes. Like, we just have different priorities and, like, goals sure. and stuff. Like, I wouldn't buy him $500 shoes. I would buy him a plane ticket and we'd go somewhere.
Yeah, that has goals.
Yeah, I mean.
Goals. Yeah. That's, yeah. like, grown people, like, let's take a trip.
Yeah, we just went to Cancun, sure. and that's what we did. Like, I booked his flight, he paid for the room. So we just, like, balance, but make sure that what you're giving, you're also getting back, I think. Like, and it can't always be 100% and him zero. Like, it has to be a balance. Or if your income is higher than his or vice versa, like, maybe not 50-50, but it's 2020. It's, like, all, like, females can do just as much as men, so we definitely should get as much as men.
Yeah, and you definitely have to cater to your man and treat him like don't be out here like just, you know, just crazy, you know, in love. We're past that high school, like, you know, age where we're just like, you know, like not wanting all the gifts and not giving anything, but it definitely has to be a balance.
Yeah, for sure.
But thank you guys for listening. Some of our crazy experiences are just, you know, in general, when it comes to, you know, being in love, or, you know, just that balance of, okay, homegirl, check it, because that ain't right.
Yeah.
But be sure to like and subscribe to our podcast.
Comment anything that you agree on, disagree on. If you got a ring after getting on that dating app, or
definitely send me a message. Send us a message, because I want to know what app that was. Until next time, bye guys.
Bye.